Okay, so to do the Muhurta, we're going to basically work with George Bush's chart, because if any of you all are using the demo, that's the default chart in the demo. So everyone should go open George Bush's chart. It's in your databases under Politician's Ruler. So when everyone has his chart up, let me know. Yeah, baby Bush.
Okay.
And just so there's no confusion.
I don't have that.
Oh, he should be in there under, you have a database under Kala?
Well, I have charts, but I don't have the
file. Okay, but in the charts there'll be a database. Do you see that? And under that, you'll see Politicians' Rulers.
Where is it now? I can't find
mine. Okay, when you open your, go to Open Chart, there'll be a database. Click on Database. And then click on Politicians' Rulers. You see it? No, I'm good. Yeah. And just to make sure we're all on the same wavelength for the class, everyone should put their INUMSHA options. Let's just put it to Lahiri. Not that everyone here probably knows I don't use Lahiri, but just for simplicity's sake, let's put Lahiri INUMSHA for the INUMSHA. Otherwise, we'll be all have different stuff on our screens and everyone will get confused. I use the Ardra Galactic Plane, but for this class we use the Lahiri just to keep it simple. And that's also what the demo defaults to, and so it'll make it easier. Yeah, different people, everyone sets different things, yep.
So should we worry about
that? Not right now, no. It won't matter for this class. Okay, actually there are a couple options we want to make sure everyone has correct. So everyone goes to options and calculation options. Okay, there's a section there where it says Sankrantis on the first column on the left-hand side. And you can have Sora Sankrantis or Sidereal Sankrantis. You want to have Sora Sankrantis. Sankrantis is when the sun begins a new month, a new solar month, and that's calculated tropically, not sidereally. And it's very important for your Muhurta, because you don't want to start something during the sun's change of month. Uh-huh. Okay, so under calculation options?
Uh-huh,
go to calculations. And then under the Sankrantis, make sure you have Sora selected.
What if I don't have some kind of
tree? Then you must have a really old version, at least.
I do.
Then you don't even have the Muhurta module, and you're going to be completely lost.
Mine says DASA year, has Sora under
there.
Okay, then it'll be here. Just look for Sankrantis.
Hey, it's under there. Okay.
You got it? Okay. Then Bhava Hora Gatika Lagna, we won't need that for this. Then under Vara Hora Nadika, put calculate for Yamakoti.
No,
that under Muhurta Helper, rather?
No, this is just under the normal option. Okay, do you see where it says Vara Hora Nadika?
Yeah.
Okay. Then under Muhurta, in parentheses, Tithyamsha, put as part of Tithi. And that's all we're going to need for this class, so everyone has the same options.
Uh-huh. Is it year length and flasher?
Doesn't matter for this. Won't matter for this.
How 15 doesn't matter?
Nope. Okay, then we'll go to the Muhurta module, which you find under the screens, and then Muhurta.
Wow, that's pretty.
Okay, so here we've got everything you need and more than you ever wanted for Muhurtas. Okay. Don't worry about that just yet, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so in Muhurta, there are so many things we have to look for, and the trick to doing a good Muhurta is knowing how to prioritize what, because you're never going to get everything to be very desirable, to be perfect. There's always going to be some things that are gone. And those of you who are moving around, just like usual, you need to push your 6 button and mute your phone so we don't ruin everyone's listening pleasure. Okay. Okay, so the key to doing Muhurta is to prioritize the most important things in such a way that it's possible to find a good time. If you try to look at everything, you've got stuff changing every 5 or 10 minutes, and then you'll get overwhelmed, and you'll get a real headache, and it'll really be, completely overwhelming. So you really want to focus on, narrowing the time down in departments. First, you find the day. After the day, break the day into smaller parts. And then work towards finding the good stuff, okay? So the Muhurta module is sort of designed to help you, search out the good times as quickly as possible. A Muhurta that used to take me about an hour and a half with just normal, software takes me 15 to 30 minutes to do with the Muhurta module, because we can simply see things quicker. So if it's taking you more than half an hour to do a Muhurta, you either A, haven't learned enough Muhurta yet, or you're not using the module that effectively, okay, which means you're not prioritizing your Muhurta considerations, okay? So to use the Muhurta module, the first thing we have to do is put the event that we're searching the Muhurta for, because there's always going to be slight differences for different events. Many things will be the same for all kinds of events, but for some events, for every event there's slight differences. So on the right-hand side in the middle, you've got your control panel, and there's a button there that says General Guidelines. And that's what it always opens up to. It opens up to the good things to look for, for general things. And general guidelines is the category you use for finding a Muhurta for anything that's not listed when you click the button. So everyone clicks the button, and you'll see a list of stuff that the text have given us special rules to search for special things. Okay? It's never going to be upgraded. It's not going to. You have to, it shouldn't be upgraded, because the astrologer himself has to decide what events most, closely relate to what they're doing. I wouldn't want someone else to say something was official because they made it official when it's really not official. So by us just putting in these different events and saying these are the good things, that's what we would be doing. So what you have to do is you have to use the thing that is of the same flavor. And it's not that specific, that you have to worry about it. It's just not that specific. It's not like, like dentistry and surgery fall into the same category. You don't need a different Muhurta for dentistry or surgery. So it's not that critical. So you just use the thing that makes the closest sense. If there's nothing that's related to it at all, then you use the general guidelines. And everything is here that you would hope to use. There's marriage. There's things with your children. There's, different business things. Any kind of business thing you would hope to do. There's litigations. And those are the things people usually do. And then buying houses and moving into houses and traveling. Really, those are the only things you really need. All the other stuff is just sort of extra. So anyway, it won't be upgraded to modern stuff, because who says that I would be putting it right? Everyone needs to make that decision for themselves. So for George Bush, what we're going to do, we're going to find a Muhurta for him to engage in war. So if you go down to war, engaging in, which is down towards the bottom, you want to click on that and then click OK.
Ooh, pretty.
Okay. So now what we've got here is that the Muhurta, the good stuff, is all, dictated for engaging in war. Okay? So the special parameters are all set, and Kala is going to use those special parameters to find the Muhurta. And George Bush needs to go shoot somebody this week, or not this week, this month rather. So our job is to find the time where that could be done most effectively for the best of the whole world. And the nice thing about Muhurta is that it takes a lot of things into considerations, and a lot of things it takes into considerations are, the short-term effect of, becoming successful with that immediate activity, but it also has the goal of creating long-term success somehow. Okay? So they say that when we start something in a good Muhurta, it's not just to help us get, to get that deed accomplished successfully, it's also to help our general health and welfare to increase. Whereas anything we do in a bad Muhurta can lead to a chain of events that hurts our health and our well-being. Whereas everything we do in a good Muhurta more leads to a chain of events that leads to better things. Like, for instance, we could take a job on a good Muhurta, and even if that job is not ending up to be the greatest job, the fact that we started it in a good Muhurta, it's going to help it lead to better events. For instance, that job might lead us to another job, or that job might lead us to the secretary who we end up marrying. There's so many things that happen because of each decision we do and every action we take, that Muhurta is not just about this one thing. It's about helping your life as a whole. And so if you do a good Muhurta, you're not guaranteed good success in the event that you're doing. Because if you karmically don't have success for that event, then it's not going to last. Like, for instance, if you don't have the karma to win lottery, you cannot find the perfect Muhurta that you're going to win the lotto in. But if you buy your lotto tickets under good Muhurtas, buying those lotto tickets will somehow help you move towards greater health, get greater well-being. Okay?
May I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
What category would you be looking under if you were actually asking that question?
Business buying.
Okay.
That's what I would do, because I'm buying something. I want to make a profit on that dollar, right?
What is the exact translation of Muhurta in English?
Muhurta means moment. Good question. And it just means moment. Literally, it's approximately 48 minutes of time, but it simply means a moment, and it can also just mean a moment in time. So what we're trying to do is find the best moment. Okay. Uh-huh.
When you say Muhurta, you're not talking about that one line.
No, that's the overall thing, that moment in time.
Okay.
I know that's confusing because there's also a part of Muhurta called Muhurta.
Right.
And that's 1/30th approximately of a day. So, by Muhurta we just mean this branch of astrology. Okay. Where were we? All right, so if we don't have, if we get married in a good Muhurta, it doesn't mean we're going to not get divorced. Because if our karma says we're going to get divorced, we're going to get divorced. What it means is that the divorce may go better than it would have otherwise. There's more tolerance while the marriage happens. And most importantly, that marriage will help a person move to a better existence. Again, always work in the context of your karmic, of your karma, of your chart, what your chart promises. So it's just a way to help you move towards a better life, because each action we take has repercussions way above and beyond that action. Okay? So when we look for someone to, for instance, we're looking for George Bush to engage in war, this doesn't mean that this is going to guarantee that he wins the war, because karmically the United States may be destined to lose a war, in which case no Muhurta is going to help him win it. But It only will help the results of that war somehow be better. Okay? So keep that in mind when you do muhurtas. They have longer term ramifications than just that one thing. The same way, you know, every job we get is not just about that job. That job leads us to many, many things in our life. Okay. So, the most important thing we have to do is find out if it's a good day or a bad day. Okay? And, you know, like they say, it's a good day or a bad day, and that very much holds true in Muhurta. We want to work towards finding the good day first of all. Okay? And to find the good day, that's really the thing that takes the most work. Before the Muhurta module, that's what I spent the most time on, trying to find that good day. With the Muhurta module, that part only takes 5 minutes or so. It's much easier. And that's what everything down at the bottom is for. Okay, so down at the bottom, we've got a month-long timeline. Hopefully everyone has it set to August of 2005. And in that timeline, we've got a couple considerations. We've got nakshatra on one column, tara on another column, tithi on another column, then karana under tithi, nitya yoga, and then VTN yogas. Okay? So I'm going to go over these things and just give you the idea of what they are in case you don't know. The nakshatra is the nakshatra of the moon. Okay? That the moon is in that moment. And each nakshatra has an innate capacity to grow certain things. So if you do a muhurta for that has a nakshatra that's conducive to growing what that event is for, so much the better. Okay? So like if you want to get married, you want to do it in a nakshatra that's good for growing stable things, because you want to have a stable, committed marriage, for instance. So what it is each nakshatra, due to its nature, can grow certain things, and those are going to be the favorable nakshatras for that event. And they're going to be shown by the green boxes always. So the green boxes is always green light, go ahead, okay? Then the nakshatras that are unfavorable for growing that thing, meaning they have very much a contrary energy, are going to be marked in red. And the nakshatras that are so-so, they're not great, but they're not terrible, and they're workable, are always going to be shown in yellow.
So for engaging in war, there might be something that's green that would not be green if you were looking at,
exactly,
say, starting a marriage.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. So nakshatra is one of the things in Muhurta that we have to consider. And these first few things we're going to talk about, like nakshatra, are part of the panchanga. The panchanga is the five limbs of time bearing on the day, which is the nakshatra, the tithi, the karana, the nitya yoga, all four of those which are shown on the left side there, and also the vara, which is the day of the week. Okay, those are the five limbs of time. Okay, from a daily point of view. And those five things are what we mostly have to look for to find out a good day. So, the nakshatra, the tara, the nakshatra, the tithi, the karana, the nitya yoga, and the vara. The vara is the day. Okay. Now, underneath nakshatra, we've got tara. What tara is, tara means star. And that's basically how many nakshatras from your moon's nakshatra is the muhurta nakshatra. So we count from your nakshatra or from the person's muhurta, you know, the person's chart we're doing the muhurta for, to the nakshatra that the moon is at in that moment. Some of those nakshatras are good and conducive to the person experiencing good from that event. And some of those nakshatras are not good and not as conducive to the person experiencing good stuff from that event and more conducive to them having difficulties with that event. Okay, so the tara is what personalizes the muhurta time for a person. It's the most important thing for seeing why this muhurta is good for you, but not for this other person. Okay? Then we've got the tithi, which is the lunar day. Okay? Tithi provides happiness, basically. It makes us feel good about the event. And certain tithis are conducive to creating happiness in different events. Okay, like some tithis are called empty tithis. They're called rikta, which means empty tithis. And those tithis are good tithis to use when we want to purify or purge ourselves of something. Like if we have surgery to remove cancer during an empty tithi, that's a good thing because the cancer gets emptied and we're happy. So again, just like nakshatras, different tithis tend to be conducive to providing happiness for different types of events. Okay? Then very, very important is the Karana. And even though that's in smaller print underneath tithi, it's not because it's less important. Karana is very, very important. Karana basically means the doer or the actor. And it shows the work that you're going to have to do to bring the event to success. And, you know, some tithis are conducive to events being brought about with the least amount of effort, with the most amount of success. And other tithis just make everything a painful struggle to the point that even if the event is fulfilled, you wonder if it was really worth the work. So you get married under a bad tithi, and it's so much work that, yeah, you stayed married and lots of good things happened, but with so much work, you really wondered if you should have gotten married. Was it really worth the effort? Or, you know, good chance George Bush started the war under a bad Karana. Is it really worth all the work it's taking, you know, and time? So the Karana is very important. Then we have the Nitya Yoga. Nitya means the daily.
What would a bad tithi, but a good Karana? How would that?
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay. So Nitya Yoga means the daily yoga. So this is the yoga sort of that runs roughly 24 hours. And it's calculated by taking the sun's position and the moon's position and adding them together. And it's called a yoga because it takes the sun's and moon's positions and adds them together. Yoga means union and is used in mathematics to mean adding two numbers together. So that's basically how it's determined. And the yoga is very, very important. What it does, it yokes us. The yoga is why we're stuck in that thing in the first place. Okay? You know, it's why we're attached to that thing we're doing in the first place. So if we get married and it's under a good yoga, we got not married because of something good, enjoyable, useful, strengthening. But if we get married under a difficult yoga, then we're basically, the whole purpose and existence of the relationship is to have difficulties and suffering and to burn karma. So yoga is very important. For what purpose and reason we're involved with that thing. The good thing is that most yogas are good. You'll see on the timeline there that there's a lot more green than red. So most yogas are good. Then we have the VTN yogas. VTN stands for Vara, Tithi, and Nakshatra. And what that is certain combinations of Vara, Tithis, and Nakshatras are good for things, and certain other combinations are not good. Okay? So we basically, depending on the tithi, depending on the vara, which is the day of the week, and depending on the nakshatra, the mix of those will create a good yoga or a bad yoga. And these have really fancy names. Like, if you go to in the middle of the screen, there's this big white bunch of columns there. The bottom of that says VTN yogas, and for the time right now when we're doing this class, the VTN yogas are Siddha accomplished VT yoga, which means, you know, the Varatithi nakshatra yoga, or the Varatithi yoga is Siddha accomplished. Then there's also a Siddha accomplished VN yoga, which means Vara nakshatra yoga. So the Vara and the Tithi, when combined, are creating an accomplished yoga. And the Vara and the Nakshatra yoga, when joined, or the Vara and Nakshatra, when joined, are also creating an accomplished yoga. So this means anything started at this time is going to result in some accomplishment.
What is this time?
5:09, when we started the classroom. Yeah. So the Vara, Tithi, Nakshatra yoga is the single most important thing in Muhurta.
And?
Uh-huh.
What is the vara, please?
The vara is the day of the week.
And what's the tithi?
The tithi is the lunar day.
Doctor.
Which there's 15 lunar days compared to 7 weekdays, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. The other factor that's not shown in a graph is the vara itself. Okay? The reason I didn't put the vara itself in the graph is because if you insist on, they do give this vara, this day of the week is good for this event, and this vara is not good for this day of the week, but it's not important at all, okay? And in Muhurta, you never get everything perfect, you know, and if you try to get everything good that's important, and then try to get the right vara, the supposedly right vara, then 90% of the time you're going to lose something else that's way, way more important. So I didn't even bother putting a vara timeline in here. And because the truth is, any vara is good for any event as long as the lord of the vara is in good shape. So if it's Wednesday, you want to make sure Mercury is in good shape. If it's Tuesday, you want to make sure Mars is in good shape. Okay, and if that lord of that sign, of that day, that vara is in good shape, the vara is good. Okay, and it really doesn't matter if you get married on Saturday and Sunday, which are not considered great for marriage. If Saturn's in good shape, by all means, go get married on Saturday. Better to get married on Saturday with Saturn in good shape than to get married on a Friday or a Thursday with Venus or Jupiter in bad shape. Okay? Which is guaranteed to screw you up, okay? So, So don't be too concerned about the vara. It'll just make your life hard. Just once you get the chart, check the vara and make sure the lord of the vara is in reasonably good shape. Doesn't even have to be perfect. Just has to be in reasonably good shape.
What do you mean by being in good shape?
Meaning he has more influences of benefic planets upon him than ill planets. At the time of the Muhurta. Okay? Everything's at the time of the Muhurta. Okay. So, the single most important thing in finding a good Muhurta is to make sure the Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga is good. Okay? And, you know, about a little more than half of them are good. So, it's not hard to get a good Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga. I will never, ever do anything with a bad Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga. And when I find a Muhurta, I will never do something with a bad one of those. Now, if I don't even like doing it with a yellow one, which is means it's a mix of good and bad ones, because you want a good one. And the reason you want a good one is because the chart you chose, the moment you choose, is always going to have some blemishes. And there's just no avoiding it. And so, one of the best things about, you know, the best things to do in any Muhurta is choose factors in the Muhurta that help overcome the blemishes. Okay, so there's certain things that help overcome blemishes in the Muhurta chart. And if you try to get as many of those in there, then even if there are some problems like a bad tithi or a bad this or whatever, it's going to make up for it and the event's still going to be fine. And the most powerful thing for overcoming any blemishes in the chart is a good Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga. So not only do you get the boost of that good yoga, it helps you overcome the blemishes. So that's why I don't even like doing it with a yellow Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga with a so-so yoga, meaning there's a good one and a bad one on this at the same time, because then I don't get the benefit of the yoga to overcome the inherent problems of the chart. Okay? And nothing bad is going to happen. Nothing terrible will happen if your Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga is good. Okay? It's not possible. Sure, you can have stress. Things can go wrong. But your boat is not going to sink. Your airplane is not going to crash. You know, you're not going to get mugged, you know, if the Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga is in good shape. Okay? So that's the most important thing. After the Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga, the things that are the most important are the Tara, the Karana, and the Nitya Yoga. Okay? They're more important than the nakshatra and the tithi. Okay? Now, most people are going to tell you the most important thing is the nakshatra and the tithi, and they're going to give those more importance usually than the karana or even the nitya yoga. But the reason I'm telling you differently is because if you've got a bad tithi, you can compensate. If you got a bad nakshatra, you can compensate. If you got a bad vara, you can compensate. But if you've got a bad karana, or if you've got a bad nitya yoga, you cannot compensate very well at all. Okay? So if you get a bad tara or a bad nitya yoga, you're definitely going to suffer the effects, a bad nitya yoga or a bad karana, you're definitely going to suffer the ill effects. So do everything you possibly can to make those things good. And in the what I'm talking about right now in the context of overcoming the problems of the nakshatra and the tithi is the vara tithi nakshatra yoga. Okay? If you've got a bad tithi or a bad nakshatra, but that nakshatra takes part in a good vara tithi nakshatra yoga, or if that tithi takes part in a good vara tithi nakshatra yoga, or in a vara tithi yoga, or a tithi nakshatra yoga, whatever the case may be, then that tithi automatically becomes good, or that nakshatra automatically becomes good. Okay, so it literally automatically becomes good. By making good things happen in the chart, by like having a good vara tithi nakshatra yoga, that'll compensate and help you get out of the trouble of a bad karana, or of a bad nitya yoga, or putting Jupiter in an angle will help compensate for a bad nitya yoga or a bad karana, but it won't make the bad karana good. It will not make the bad nitya yoga good. It only compensates for it, which means you suffer, but there's enough good that it's worth it. Whereas a vara tithi nakshatra yoga can make a bad nakshatra, a bad tara, or a bad vara actually beneficial, where it doesn't even need compensation. It's automatically working good. So because of that, the most important thing is the vara tithi nakshatra yogas, and the least important thing are the nakshatra and the tithi, if they are included in a vara tithi nakshatra yoga. So right now, under the 17th, or what is it, the 16th, I'm sorry, at this time, the nakshatra for starting a war is bad. It's a red nakshatra. It's the 20th nakshatra today, which is Purva Ashad, okay? The tithi is the 12th tithi, okay? Which is not a good tithi for starting a war. So the tithi and the nakshatra are bad right now. However, right now the vara tithi is creating the siddha yoga, which you can see at the bottom of the white part of your screen. And the vara nakshatra are also causing a siddha yoga, which means that nakshatra, though normally being bad for war, will actually allow the person to become accomplished in war if they start a war at this time. And that tithi, which is normally does not give happiness with the fruits of one's war, will give accomplishment with the fruits of one's war if it was engaged in this time. So those two, that nakshatra and that tithi, actually have become good because of the vara tithi nakshatra yoga. Okay? But what's still bad is the tara is bad, which means if George Bush started the war now, although there could still be a lot of good stuff coming from it, he won't benefit from it as much himself. So to ensure the person gets as much good as possible, go for a good tara. Okay? But in my experience, a good tara is not as important as a good Muhurta, meaning the chart being good, the vara tithi nakshatra yoga being good, you know, the karana good, the nitya yoga good, and all that stuff. It's not as important. And I had one client a long time ago who needed a surgery. For the first surgery, on one hip, they didn't get a Muhurta. And they had like a year of hang-up after the surgery. It literally took them, I think, a year to recover. So a year and a half later, they were finally ready to do the other hip, and they decided to get a Muhurta. And that Muhurta was really good, but the tara was bad. But the moon was influenced by all the benefic planets. So it was a really good moon, a good Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga, a good Nakshatra for surgery, but the Tara was bad. And it was the best I could find, so I told them to have surgery on that day. And their doctor was worried for the surgery. But 2 days after the surgery, they were up and walking about. Actually, I think a day and a half after, and the doctor was completely amazed at how well they recovered that time. And that's just as a demonstration that Tara is not as important as a good Muhurta overall. Do your best to get a good Tara. But if you have to sacrifice something, which you often do have to, sacrificing a Tara is going to cause you less trouble than sacrificing a good Muhurta, meaning everything else being good. All right? So, okay, so enough said on that. Yeah?
Does a good Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga completely compensate for a bad Nakshatra and Tithi, or would you prefer, between 17 and 18, would it make a difference?
Yeah. Okay. If you can get a good Nakshatra that's already good, and it also takes part in a good Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga, that's even better. Because then you got a Nakshatra that's good, that's made outstanding, versus a Nakshatra that sucks, that's made okay and good. So try to get a good Nakshatra, and try to get a good Tithi, and try to get a good, you know, Tara, and a good Nitya yoga, and a good Karana. But if you have to sacrifice something, sacrifice the Nakshatra and the Tithi first, as long as they are part of the Bharatithi Nakshatra Yoga. And just because it's green on the Bharatithi Nakshatra Yoga bar does not mean the Vara and the Tithi and the Nakshatra all become good. You have to look at what kind of yoga it is. It may be a Bharatithi Nakshatra Yoga, which means the Tithi and the Vara get good, but the Nakshatra doesn't get good. So if the Nakshatra that's bad, make sure it's a Vara Nakshatra Yoga, or a Tithi Nakshatra Yoga, or a Vara Tithi Nakshatra Yoga. Because these yogas can happen by all two of these things combining, or all three of them combining. So make sure it's combining the thing that you need to repair. Okay? It'll be green on the bar, but like for right now, when we started this class, we had we had a good Bharatithi yoga and a good Vara Nakshatra yoga. But lots of times you'll only have a good Vara Nakshatra yoga. And so the Tithi is not part of the yoga. So if it's a bad Tithi, it's still going to be a bad Tithi. It'll be compensated for because the Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga compensates for 1,000 problems in your Muhurta, but it will not become a good Tithi unless it's part of the Vara, unless it takes part in that Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga. Okay, which means it'd have to be a Tithi Nakshatra yoga, a Bharatithi yoga, or a Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga. Okay? So your priority is get a good VTN. Make sure that's green. Get a good Nitya yoga. Get a good Karana. Get a good Tara. Try to get a good Nakshatra and Tithi, but be willing to sacrifice them if they take part in a good Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga. Okay? And the same thing goes in the reverse. If you've got the perfect Nakshatra and the perfect Tithi, but they take bad in a bad Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga, then that Tithi or Nakshatra just became a source of trouble and will not have anything good to give at all. It'll only cause trouble. So basically, the Bharatithi Nakshatra yoga completely overrides the Vara, the Tithi, and Nakshatra as independent entities. Okay? And how this works is pretty interesting. For example, one of the good Vara Nakshatra yoga or Vara Tithi yogas is an empty Tithi, which is a Rikta Tithi, on Saturday. Okay, on the Vara of Saturn. And the reason is because Saturn is a planet of lack, and then you got an empty Tithi, which means you're going to empty lack, which means a lot of fulfillment. So sometimes they work really simply like that. But you don't need to know why they work or anything, just got to know how to apply them. So if we want to look through the end of the month for a good Muhurta for Bush to... that sounds like a dog is waging war in one of our students here. So starting today on the 16th, because he could push that button on that black box in just a few minutes here, we want to look for the best day for him to wage war. We're just going to search through the end of the month. And what we want to look for is a day that lines up with some green, that if you draw a straight line through your computer, that straight line will only hit green. And sometimes there'll just be a one-hour gap in a day where everything lines up green. But you try to find the gaps where everything lines up green. Real obviously, on the 17th of August, 2005, tomorrow, actually, we have to do one thing. We have to select the place and time, okay? So click on Select Place and Time. You always have to set the place and time for when this is going to happen. And let's just put Washington, D.C. Okay? Type it in and then click on it and set it to Washington, D.C. because that will sort of change everything a little bit. Now, if George Bush is going to declare war and he's in Washington, D.C., we want to use Washington, D.C. But if he's going to start a war by blowing somebody up in Saudi Arabia, then we have to make the Muhurta for Saudi Arabia. Okay, we're just assuming he's going to declare war but not shoot anyone. So we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. Or we can pretend that aliens landed and now he has to retaliate and they're trying to get into the White House and we want to see when he should fire his first bullet. Uh-huh.
Could you make that clear again? If he is declaring war on Germany, we would put Muhurta for Germany?
No. If he's declaring war, we want to do it for where he is.
Okay.
But if he's waging war, actually shooting bullets, then we want to do it for where the war is taking place.
Oh, okay. We're doing it for the
17th
at what time?
Oh, we're just doing it. You don't have to put the date. Just put the place.
Oh, we're not. So if we just put in Washington, D.C., it should come up?
Yep. Just put in Washington, D.C. We just have to set the coordinates, the latitude and longitude and the time zone.
Yeah, it's not coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Just put a comma at the Washington.
It's Washington, comma, D.C. Because D.C. is like a state.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eric?
Uh-huh.
We've got him engaging in war as the event that we're looking for.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we want to change that to planning troop movements instead?
No, planning troop movements is different. That's when you sit around and you, you decide what your troops are going to do. So you're like planning war, not engaging in. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if we're looking at just declaring war.
Yeah, which would be similar to engaging in war. Yep. Okay.
So if he's going to zap the aliens that landed, he would pick something like.
Well, if they were going to planning troop movement. Planning troop movements means that you're getting your generals together and trying to come up with a battle strategy. It's planning troop movements, right?
Okay. But if he was actually physically going to be doing the pranging, he would choose something like weapons-bearing weapons?
No, weapons-bearing is the first time you bear a weapon. Like your dad gives you a sword and the first time you carry that sword.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Could you clarify again about the, on the 16th, the tizzy is bad, but it's in a Varna tizzy yoga, so it's okay?
So the tizzy becomes good, uh-huh.
Okay, and the nakshatra is also, so it also becomes good.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Those Varna tizzy nakshatra yogas will save your day every time, okay? All right, so what we want to do is look through the end of the month and find any areas where we see straight green. Well, obviously, tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th, we see a big, broad, straight line of green. But let's just go and see where else we see a straight line of green.
Saturday morning.
Okay, on the 27th, we see, you know, half a day or so of straight green, and that's it. So now we know right away our best possible days so far are on the 17th or the 27th. So now click in that column of the 17th, and it'll automatically put you to 6 a.m. on the 17th. And now we can start adjusting the time to come up with the best time on the 17th, okay? If you just click on the column, it'll go to 6 a.m. Oh, because you have an older version. The older version went to midnight. So just, you know, move it forward, or it doesn't matter. Okay, so if you have an older version, it'll just go to midnight on the 17th, meaning, you know, the very morning of the 17th instead of 6 a.m., which for something like this is fine, but for most events done during the daylight hours, it's easier to start at 6, so we change that. So now we need to find the best possible lagna, okay, for the Muhurta. Okay, so now that we've gotten the day, we want to get the two-hour period, roughly, which each lagna changes approximately 2 hours. We want to find the best lagna for the event, okay? And there are certain lagnas that are better for certain things, like Scorpio is good for certain things, Capricorn is good for certain things, and so on. But it's really not that important. The most important thing to find a good finding the good lagna is making sure that the planets are falling in good houses when read from that lagna. So choosing a good lagna means finding the chart that the most planets are in great places. Okay? Now, there's a few things that really help that you strive to get when you choose a lagna. Just, you know, to state it simply. One thing is you want to have benefics and angles, okay, and malefics in the houses 3, 6, and 11, but most importantly, malefics out of the angles, okay? Every benefic in an angle, with Jupiter being the strongest, then Venus, and then Mercury, helps a lot, okay? So putting benefics in angles is one of the best things you can do. Then the other thing to choosing a good lagna is if you can, put the sun, the moon, in the 11th house. The sun or the moon in the 11th house helps a lot. It helps overcome a lot of potential troubles. Then the lagna lord is best in an angle or a trine. So try to strive for those things. Now the things that you completely want to keep away from is malefics and angles as much as possible. Always make sure there's more benefics and angles than malefics. If there's one malefic and two benefics, that's fine. Just always make sure there's more benefics and angles than malefics. Okay? Then never ever put Mars in the 8th house. Mars in the 8th house alone is enough to ruin your Muhurta. Even if it's exalted or in its own sign, do not put Mars in the 8th house. Okay, then do not put Venus in the 6th house. Even if Venus is in its own sign or exalted, do not put it in the 6th house. It's enough to make you wish you never did that event. Okay, so always avoid those two things. Then along with that, try to get the Ascendant Lord in as good a position as possible. Get the Ascendant in as good influences as possible. The Ascendant and the Ascendant Lord are the most important things in the Muhurta. The house that rules the event is not very important. It's of secondary importance. The most important thing is that lagna for that event. Okay? So always concentrate on the lagna. Okay, and also, you want to make sure the moon's in good shape in the Muhurta. Just like in a birth chart, an afflicted moon means a painful existence. No matter how much money you have, how much people you have in your life, an afflicted moon makes for a painful existence. Same in the Muhurta. An afflicted moon makes for a painful Muhurta. So try to make sure the moon has more benefic influence upon it than ill influences. It doesn't matter if the moon's debilitated. It makes no difference, okay? Because as long as it's in a good nakshatra and so on. But make sure the moon is under better, more good influences than bad influences. Then there's a rule to make sure that the moon is alone. The moon should never be in a sign with any other, in the house or sign with any other planet. Okay? If the moon is, that day will become a problem. If it's with Jupiter and Mercury, it's not as bad. And it's sometimes actually considered okay, but I try to avoid that as well. But definitely avoid the moon with Saturn, Mars, Rahu, or the Sun, or Ketu. Always avoid that. And even with Venus, okay? Always avoid it. That will definitely cause you trouble, okay? That's the standard rule. And I've never, ever done a Muhurta with the moon in any other sign until about 10 days ago. And 10 days ago, I did a Muhurta with the moon in a sign with three other planets, okay? And I wanted to get this thing done, so I decided to do it with the moon with three other planets anyway, and just to see how bad it would really be. Now, there's another rule in astrology that anytime you've got four planets in one house, and that's four planets not including Rahu and Ketu, four embodied planets in any one house, it's really bad. So never do a Muhurta where there's four planets in any house, like I did 10 days ago. In that Muhurta, I had the moon with three other planets in one house. But there's a sub rule to that rule that if the four planets, and that's four or more, it could be four, five, six, or seven, if it's the first house, the ninth house, or the tenth house, everything will be fantastic. So I said, huh, this is interesting. I can do this Muhurta with four planets in the ninth house, one of those planets being the moon, which is a big no-no, but four planets in the ninth house is really good. I've got a good nakshatra. I've got a good Varatithi nakshatra yoga. The Lagna Lord is in the 11th house, which is always good. So I decided to do it. You know, I like to experiment with my life when I do things. So I did this Muhurta, and it wasn't really a serious thing. It was just listing a bunch of stuff I was trying to get rid of on eBay. Okay? Well, as it turned out, I got at least double what I expected for everything I listed. So it seemed fine to have that moon with three other planets because it was actually in the ninth house. So some of these rules you can stretch a little bit if you have enough knowledge and you're willing to try things, okay, by putting different ideas together and seeing what happens. But generally speaking, you want that moon ideally to be alone, okay? Try to make that moon alone. And especially for marriage, you want the moon to be alone. Although for marriage, the moon with Mercury or Jupiter can be okay. Some people actually say it's good. But for marriage especially, try to get the moon all alone. And also for marriage especially, don't have any planet in the seventh house. That's a very bad thing for marriage. No planets in the seventh house. Okay. So follow those guidelines to kind of come up with the best lagna. And there's a couple other things too. If the moon or the lagna is in Vargottama, meaning the moon or lagna is in the same sign in the Rashi chart and the Navamsha chart, that helps to protect your Muhurta and make things much better. Okay? Except the lagna in Vargottama in the fixed signs, which is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, you want to avoid. But the Vargottama Lagna in any other signs is fantastic. And it helps overcome a lot of problems. And a Vargottama Moon is even better than a Vargottama Lagna for overcoming problems. So if you can get a Vargottama Moon, good Varatithi Nakshatra Yoga, you should be able to sleep pretty peacefully and things should work out pretty good.
What sign did you say it's not good in?
That's for the Lagna only. The Lagna shouldn't be Vargottama in the fixed signs. Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. That's Vishnadi. That's a poison part of that lagna. Go ahead.
Which signs again? One more time.
Fixed signs. Okay.
Taurus, what was it?
Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius.
Okay.
It's the poison part of the nakshatra. Of the lagna. Okay, so avoid that, otherwise you're fine.
One question?
Uh-huh.
About the Maharta with four planets in one house?
Yep.
You're just saying go with that rule, or do you want to give us the houses that you think it's okay
in? Oh, you only want four planets in one house in the first, ninth, or tenth. Otherwise, never do a Maharta with four planets in one house. Okay?
What did you say about marriage?
Ladies first. What did I say about marriage? No planets in the seventh house for marriage, and make sure the moon is alone for marriage.
Okay.
Okay. What was the gentleman's question?
How do you judge, like, in the chart that's on the screen right now, the moon is in Sagittarius in the Navamsa as well as the regular chart.
At 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So the moon would be Vargatama tomorrow morning.
But you see, but I also see Mars. Mars in an angle.
Exactly. So it's we'll get to that. It's always a matter of judgment. And like I said, you try to get as many of those good things together as possible. So let's start at 6 a.m. tomorrow. He's going to wage war sometime tomorrow. We found it's a good day. Our job now is to find the best part in the day. So you've got all these buttons that, you know, have little arrows, up-down arrows by them. Does everyone see that on your screen? Those are your buttons for you know, adjusting your time. By clicking on the up arrow, it automatically jumps you to the beginning of the next vara, the next tifti, the next nakshatra, the next lagna, whatever. And by clicking on the down arrow, you automatically jump to the previous vara, tifti, nakshatra, whatever the case may be, okay? So the first thing we need to do is try to find a good lagna. Now, Cancer Lagna starts at 6 a.m. Cancer Lagna is not good because two malefics are in angles, which is not really ideal. Okay? And the Lagna Lord is in the sixth house, which is not really ideal either, because the sixth house has to do with delays and struggles, and we really wouldn't want the Lagna Lord there, just like in the birth chart. So use your birth chart information for that. And before you do a Maharta, you always want to read up on the special guidelines for that thing. You can do that if you have the Maharta book. Otherwise, you can click on the Maharta guidelines button, and a box will pop up that will tell you, that will give you any special things to look at for that Maharta in particular. Okay? What I've given you all have been like the basic, you know, the basic things. Now, one other basic thing that's important is that for any event that has lifelong consequences, such as marriage, education, starting wars, any event that has lifelong consequences, you don't want Jupiter or Venus to be in debilitation. You don't want Jupiter or Venus to be combust or retrograde. And you don't want Jupiter in Leo. Okay? Again, you know, I don't expect you to memorize all that. It's all in my Maharta book, which you'll want to read if you're going to actually do Mahartas. So, since this is starting war, something that's going to have lifelong consequences for many people, the fact that Venus is in Virgo in debilitation would mean this is not a good Maharta. But let's just say we have to do it this month. If we had months to plan when to start war, we would definitely not do it with Venus in Virgo, where it's debilitated, okay? But let's just say we have to, and we're going to forego that consideration for a moment.
What's the reason why it's not good?
Because then, symbolically speaking, you don't, those are the two gurus. You don't have the blessings of the gurus, then everything tends to go wrong. And by wrong, I mean your expectations don't get met, and things don't work out the way planned, and things work out for different reasons.
Why Jupiter and Leo?
I don't know why Jupiter and Leo, but I know why, but we don't have time to get into it. You can read the Maharta book, all that's explained there. But yeah, if we run those little questions, we'll be here all night long. We're trying to teach you how to use this tool a little more effectively. Okay, so Cancer Lagna is not looking really good, is it? So if we click the Lagna Up button, we'll skip to Leo. Now, Leo Lagna is strong because the Lagna Lord's in the Lagna. Okay? But there's no benefits in angles, is there?
No.
in the ninth at least, right? Okay, so it's not ideal. And another thing in Muhurta, a general thing, try to avoid planets in the 8th and 12th house as much as possible. So here we've got three planets in the 8th and 12th house. So, you know, even though the Lagna is strong with the Sun in the Lagna in Leo, we could probably do better. So let's click Lagna up. Then we get Virgo Lagna, but Mars is in the 8th, right? So from Virgo Lagna, Mars is in the 8th. Well, we can't have that, so we'll skip that right away. Then from Libra Lagna, we get Venus and Jupiter and Ketu in the 12th, Saturn and Mars malefics in the angle, Mercury and the Moon benefics, but really not strong benefics, as Mercury's with Saturn, so he's going to be a bit of a troublemaker. And the Moon is never as strong as Mars or Saturn for this purpose. So Libra doesn't look great either. The one good thing about Libra is that Rahu's in the 6th house. You remember, malefics in the 3rd, 6th, and 11th help the Muhurta. And the Sun or the Moon in the 11th is always good. So here we've got the Sun in the 11th house. Okay, so that it gets some strength there, but I don't like it enough to go with it, okay? Yep.
Next to the Muhurta Helpa, you have number 7. That would indicate that there's some good.
Yeah, there's some good to it, and that considers lots of things. It's giving some good points for that Sun in the 11th. It's giving some good points for the Lagna Lord at least being with the benefic, okay? But let's see if we can...
The Nautica is good.
The Nautica is good, uh-huh. Let's see if we can find a better Lagna, okay? We'll just keep going through it and seeing what the possibilities are. We click Lagna up to Scorpio. From Scorpio, we get malefics and angles only, okay? We've got the Moon in the third house, which is actually a good place for the Moon. You want to avoid the Moon in the 8th and 12th. In the 6th house, it can be okay if it's under good influence, but always avoid the Moon in the 8th and try not to have it in the 12th unless absolutely necessary and only if it's supported. But always avoid the Moon in the 8th. So in this case, Scorpio is okay, but let's see if we can do better. And the reason it's okay is we've got Ketu and Mars malefics in the 6th and 11th. Okay, the Moon in the 3rd, which is fine. But let's see if we can do a little better. Click up one, we get the Sagittarius. Now from Sagittarius, we get two benefics and angles, Venus and Jupiter, including the Lagna Lord in an angle. So that looks pretty good. Because there's probably something really small that's just happening for a few minutes that's skipping. Okay? So whenever you see the skip, there's something else that's coming into play that's causing it to skip.
What does skip mean?
Skip. That's not good. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not for the whole Lagna. You just jump to the beginning of Sagittarius, right?
Right.
Click up Navamsha, which is 1/9 of a sign, and click up 1. And then it won't say skip anymore.
Say, I didn't understand that.
Okay, on the Navamsha button,
yeah.
Click up 1 button. Okay,
and there's -1
now. Okay, it'll change. See, we're only, when it says skip, it could just mean there's a 5-minute, a 10-minute, or a 3-hour, or an all-day skip. It depends what the bad thing is, okay?
Oh, okay. I thought it was the whole skip.
Yeah. The reason it's skipping is you look under Vara. Oh, it's not that. It's skipping. Could be lots of things, but because I don't want to get all those things, we don't have enough time, if you see the skip there, it means there's something there you really don't want. And so skip it and go up minute by minute or Navamsha by Navamsha until the skip goes away, okay?
Okay.
But just looking at Sagittarius, otherwise Sagittarius is pretty good. We've got Venus and Jupiter, you know, Lagna Lord in an angle. You know, so this has some potential. Okay, log northern angle is always a good thing. Then let's skip up to Capricorn. The worst thing from Sagittarius before we go further is that Saturn, and there's two planets in the eighth house, and there's an interchange between Saturn and the Moon. Okay, the Moon's in Capricorn and Saturn's in Cancer, and that's the second house interchange and the eighth house interchange. You never want to have an interchange between a Dishtana house, which is the 6th, 8th, and 12th Lord, with another house that's not the 6th, 8th, and 12th especially. So by having the Moon and Saturn interchange, that means the Dishtana, the 8th house, which is destruction, will destroy your 2nd house, which is wealth. So if he started a war under Sagittarius, financially it would lead to, it would be way expensive and there'd be a lot of financial difficulties. Okay? So always look for those interchanges and try to avoid interchanges involving the 6th, 8th, and 12th house, because they usually will create enough trouble that there'll be regrets about starting it at that time. Okay? So let's go a little further to Capricorn. Well, in Capricorn, we get Saturn, the Lagna Lord, on an angle. Okay? Venus and Jupiter in, the ninth, Mars and another planet in angle in Aries. So there's all malefics and angles pretty much. Too much malefics, so it would be a hard, hard battle. Okay, so let's go up to Aquarius. Well, in Aquarius, we get the Moon in the 12th. We don't really want that. Jump up to Pisces, we get Rahu in the Lagna and Ketu in the 7th. It's never a great idea in Muhurta to get Rahu or Ketu in the Lagna.
Uh-huh. What do those numbers 6 and 7 refer to? Minus 1 stuff.
On the little...
On next to the Muhurta Hedra box.
Okay, that's where it's evaluating it for you to help you get you some guidelines.
Scale of
what?
What is the number scale to? I mean, is it 1 to 10?
No, it's from minus whatever to plus whatever. It just considers about 120 factors and adds them all up. And different factors have a different amount of points. You can see what it's doing by going to options. And under options, there'll be a button that says Muhurta Helper.
Gotcha.
Got it? Okay. And there is everything that it's measuring and how much points it's given everything.
Okay.
So you see all those skips on the left?
Right.
Those are the things that will cause it to skip.
Oh.
Meaning those are the things you really, 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 really don't want to have for Muhurta. Okay.
All right. And the other question is, when I click the Muhurta guideline button,
uh-huh.
It says the parameter is incorrect.
Yeah, because we gave you that that version when we were in the middle of changing
okay.
It to Russian. So it'll do that. Hopefully the one I uploaded didn't do it, but it might. I don't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, that's because of those, we didn't, it won't find it because it's looking for it in the wrong language now because we added all these languages.
Right.
So we'll fix that when you come over next time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Do you say, like, the highest number is the best one?
You know, roughly speaking, the highest number is the best one, but we're learning how to do the Muhurtas here and not having the computer do the Muhurta for you. And there's certain things the numbers don't take into account. Like, the numbers don't take into account interchanges. Okay? You can see everything they do take into account by looking at that option. Any Muhurta you do with a Muhurta helper, if it comes up with high points, it'll be a worthwhile Muhurta. But you can do a bit of a better, you can fine-tune it for sure. And if you know what you're doing, you'll be able to come up with a time you feel a little more secure with, I think, if you do it manually, okay? Okay. So the Lagna setup seemed okay. Sagittarius was okay, but of expensive, right? Then Scorpio seemed okay.
We started at Cancer.
Well, I guess we can keep going around. Let's go to Aries. In Aries, we get a lot of malefics and angles again, and we get all the benefits most of the benefits in the sixth house. And you want the opposite. You want the malefics in the 3rd, 6th, and 11th, and the benefics in the angles. It's a strong Lagna, though, so it's okay. You know, so Aries is okay because the Lagna of the Lord's in the Lagna in its own sign. Taurus looks pretty good. Okay, in Taurus, we've got the Moon in the ninth, and Saturn and Mercury in the third. So we got Malefics in the third, Rahu in the 11th. No benefit. Well, one Malefics, the Sun in the fourth house. Taurus is actually pretty good. The Lagna Lord's debilitated. But for Taurus Lagna, you don't have to worry about it if the Lagna Lord's debilitated all that much. Okay? So that's okay as well. From Gemini, we get Mercury and Saturn together, the Lagna Lord in the second, an interchange between the second and eighth house again. So again, not ideal. Then Rahu and Ketu in the angles. Again, that'll cause a little bit of trouble. So there's a lot of okay Lagnas here. There's no Lagnas that are screaming at us as perfect. Okay? So we have a choice of several Lagnas. We could go with Leo. We could go with Scorpio. We could go with Sagittarius. We could go with Taurus. Those are probably the best four based on what we've been going over. Okay? So now we would just work each one of those. Let's go to Leo Lagna. Okay, just click the Lagna up. Or actually, that won't work. That'll take you to the 18th. So click Lagna down until you get to Leo again. Okay, and make sure on the right it says August 17th. Or you can simply click on the Wednesday the 17th in the timeline at the bottom, and it'll jump to 6 a.m. Leo Lagna again. Or Cancer Lagna, I'm sorry. Okay. So, and now click Lagna up to get to Leo. So everyone starts at the beginning of Leo. Okay, now we know the Lagna, but the next step is finding out the best part time in that Lagna. So Leo's got potential. But Leo's going to be about a two-hour period, and we want to find the very best time within Leo. Okay? To do that, there's a couple things we can strive for, okay? One is we can move it up one Navamsha at a time to find good Navamshas, okay? So right now, at the very beginning of Leo, we've got Aries Navamsha Lagna with the Sun in it. Okay? And what we want to strive for, what's a good Navamsha, is a Navamsha with an exalted planet in it, a planet in its own sign, or a benefic in it.
You're talking about the first house?
In the first house, in the Lagna, in the Navamsha. Okay. What's a bad Navamsha is the Lagna with a debilitated planet in it, or a malefic in it. Okay, so in Aries Navamsha, we've got the Sun in Aries exalted. Okay, so that's a strong Navamsha Lagna. The other thing to strive for, if possible, is if the Lord of the Navamsha Lagna, which is Mars in this case, is in an angle or the 11th house. So Mars is not in an angle or the 11th house in the Rashi chart. So you take the Lagna Lord from the Navamsha and see where it's at in the Rashi chart. Mars is in the ninth house in the Rashi chart, but in Aries in its own sign. So even though it's not in the 11th or an angle, it's still strong there, which will help somewhat. Okay? So that, with an exalted sun in the Navamsha Lagna, that would be an okay Navamsha, actually. Okay, see how that works? So the first Navamsha of Leo would have some promise to it. Okay?
Did you want it ninth in the Rashi chart?
You want it ideally in an angle or the 11th in the Rashi chart. From the Lagna in the Rashi chart. And it doesn't have to be there, but if it is, it's one of those things that will get rid of problems in your Muhurta. It overcomes blemishes, okay? Just like the Vairocity Nakshatra Yogas overcome blemishes. Now,
so angle 11?
Yep. Okay. So this Navamsha Lagna looks pretty good. Okay, Aries Navamsha Lagna looks really good. Exalted planet in angle. In the first house. Okay, then if you look on the Muhurta data information, that big table in the middle, you'll see it's sort of broken into three parts. There's the first part, which has things we haven't even talked about. Okay? And anything in that first part that's causing you trouble will be shown in the skip. So I'm not going to get into explaining it because we won't have time. There's so much Muhurta stuff. The Muhurta class that I have is 18 hours long. Okay? Muhurta is a broad subject. Okay? So we can't cover everything. Then in the middle section, we've got the Panchanga. The Tithi, the Karana, the Vara, the Yoga, the Nakshatra. Stuff we've already talked about, which helps us find the good day. Then everything on the bottom part of that table, except the Vara, Tithi, Nakshatra, Yoga, and the Tara, those are things that help us see if this particular moment within this day or within this Lagna is good. And the things you want to pay the most attention to are the Muhurta and the Nautica. Okay? The Muhurta and the Nautica. So after finding an Avamsha Lagna that doesn't have a malefic in it, that doesn't have a debilitated planet in it, and whose lord is not in a Dishtana in the Rashi chart, meaning not in the 6th, 8th, or 12th house, and ideally have found an Avamsha that has a benefic in it, or an exalted planet, or a planet in own sign, or a Vargatama Lagna for that matter, then you want to see if you can find if there's a good Muhurta and a good Nautica. Okay? A good Muhurta is the 30th part of a Tithi, a 30th part of a lunar day. And a bad Muhurta will cause definite problems. The problems can be compensated for, which means the problem's there, but it's still good enough that you're happy you did it overall. It'll be compensated for by a good Vara, Tithi, Nakshatra, Yoga, by benefics and angles, by an exalted planet in the Lagna, which is always a good thing, by the Lagna or the moon being Vargatama, by the sun or the moon in the 11th house, by the lord of the Navamsha Lagna being in an angle or the 11th house in the Rashi chart. You know, those things will all compensate for it, but you'll still have to bear the trouble. So try to get a good Muhurta. In this case, we've got Abhijit Muhurta, okay, which is actually the best Muhurta. The Abhijit Muhurta is said to remove all the blemishes in the chart, if there are any. So it's the single best of all the Muhurtas. So in this case, we've got the Abhijit Muhurta. So that helps again. Lots of astrologers calculate the Muhurtas by dividing the day into 30 parts and not the Tithi into 30 parts. Okay? One of the ancient names of Muhurta is Tithyamsha, which means a portion of a Tithi. Okay? It means a part of the Tithi, not the part of the day. And the Titanic set sail under Preeti Muhurta, or not Preeti Muhurta, I'm sorry, what are your ancestors called? The Pitris, okay, the Pitri Muhurta, which are the ancestors. And that's a bad Muhurta, because anything you do under the Pitri Muhurta takes things to the ancestors, which means you may have to go meet your ancestors, which as nice as it sounds means you have to die first to do it. So calculating the Muhurtas based on the Tithis, the Titanic set sail under the ancestor Muhurta, and a lot of people did indeed go see their ancestors. If we calculate it based on dividing the day into 30 parts, it set sail during the Abhijit Muhurta, which is considered to overcome any and all blemishes and guarantee success. So something's wrong. Either we're not supposed to calculate the Muhurta for the day and use the Tithi instead, Or the rumor that the Abhijit Muhurta helps overcome problems is not true. Okay, because obviously the Titanic went to the ancestors. So I have it that I use the Muhurta based on the Tithyamsha. So this is the best Muhurta. It's a good Muhurta. And a bad Muhurta puts a definitive weakness into your Muhurta. It's something you'll have to suffer. So try your best to get a good Muhurta. Then there's the Nautica. And the Nautica is really the most enjoyable of all the things in the Muhurta. They're the most fun. And the reason they're the most fun, there's 60 of these, and it's 60th part of a day of a vara, which is one turn of the planets ruling one 24-hour period. So when we divide that 24-hour period into 60 parts, we get 60 nadikas. And the nadikas are named after the nakshatras, plus there's three other nadikas that have different names. But anyway, the nice thing about the nadikas is that each nadika has a specific result. Like for the very beginning of Leo, the result is effortless honor during the undertaking. Well, geez, this is definitely a nadika that George Bush needs, right? If he could actually do something that gained him honor, I think he would pay his astrologer handsomely. So the fun thing about the nadika is it's something that always comes into your life as a result of doing that action. So whatever that nadika says, somehow, in some way, that will come into your life. It may not come into your life during that event, but somehow because of that event, it'll come into your life. For example, when the guy who sailed, the first guy to fly across the ocean, Charles Lindbergh, when he took off in his plane, the nautica was education, or favorable for education. Well, as a result of him making this flight, he began traveling around the world teaching aeronautics to people and, ways to build better planes and all this stuff. So education came into his life as a result. So always try to get a good nautica so that something good will come into your life and not something bad. And it may not have anything to do with that Muhurta, but during that event, but it'll have to do with the result of you doing that event. Okay? So good nautica will either help the event or somehow help what you get from that event. And there's a story about these nauticas. These nauticas are not found in any Muhurta book that I've come across. The story behind these nauticas is that Indra wanted to plant a forest. So he got his astrologer, Brihaspati, who's Jupiter, to build this forest for him, or find a Muhurta to do the, find a Muhurta to plant the trees. So he planted the trees exactly when his guru told him to. It wasn't long, a few years later, that the forest took fire and all the trees burnt down. So Indra was a little upset at this, and he went to his guru. He said, I planted them during this good Muhurta. How could it happen that my forest burnt down? And he even used, supposedly, the Abhijit Nakshatra, or the Abhijit Muhurta in this story. Or maybe he used the Abhijit Nakshatra. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, his guru said, with all the many ills in the world, it's no surprise your forest burnt down, meaning there's so many things that can go wrong. When something goes wrong, why should we be surprised? That was his guru's attitude. This wasn't enough for Indra, so he went and asked Venus the same question. This was the Muhurta I used. How did my forest burn down? And, Venus said, well, it's true you had a good nakshatra and a good Muhurta in general. You planted your forest during the burning nautica. So, as a result, your forest has burnt down. Okay, so they were trying to illustrate the importance of these nadikas. So Gary, I actually heard about nadikas in a Jaimini Sutras translation, where as an introduction, he talks about these nadikas and gives the lords of the nadikas, but he didn't give the meanings of the nauticas. And I got those from Gary Gomes. Anyone who knows him, he knows. He finds all this little weird stuff, you know, in little books here and there that he reads that no one else somehow gets their hands on. And he gave me the meanings of all these nauticas, and they really seem to work well. You know, during the 9/11, when a lot of people got on the plane, the nautica was favorable for secretive and evil acts or something like that. It was like, whoa, it was perfect for terrorists, you know? So try to get a good nautica. If the nautica has something to do with the event in question, like you get married in a nautica that says favorable for friendship or good for love, well, then that nautica is probably going to benefit that event directly, okay? But if it's a nautica that has nothing to do with the events, for instance, you get married under an education nautica, then because of getting married, you will somehow benefit from education, okay? So try to get a good nautica. This nautica happens to be perfect. Effortless honor during the undertaking. I mean, that's a perfect nautica for waging war, where you want to at least, you want to gain some honor and do some good deeds and not have the whole world hate you. And the nakshatra is Abhijit, which means victorious, and is the muhurta that helps overcome more problems than any other muhurta. So Aries Lagna, or Aries Navamsha under Leo Lagna, looks like a very good time. Oh, it's that skip. Okay.
I get Ariyama, and from Nautica I get Satavish.
At 6:24?
Oh, no, 6:20. Well, you got 6:24.
Yeah, we go up to the Aries Navamsha. Okay, but it says skip. Okay, I didn't look at the skip there. It says skip. So now we have to figure out why does it say skip. The reason it does is because if you look under the tithi on the table, not the timeline, but the table, it has 13th tithi, which is a great tithi for waging war, but then it says Vishnadi. And each tithi, each nakshatra, each vara, each lagna has a little bit of it, a little part of it, that is Vishnadi, which means the poison vein. This is the poison part of that. And it's a very severe blemish. So it's best to skip doing anything when Vishnadi is present. And anytime Vishnadi is present, it's going to show up. So unfortunately, what looked like the perfect muhurta, we're going to have to skip it. Okay, so let's click Navamsha up and see if it goes away from the skip.
Is that true for the
Nakshatra
as well, when
Yeah, any Vishnadi, it'll give a skip.
Or the
Vara.
Or the Vara. Okay. And how about like getting on a plane, where you said when these people get on the plane?
Okay.
Is it getting on the plane, or is it the takeoff that's the key moment?
I would avoid both. I wouldn't want to take off in a bad naughty. Let me check something here. Hold on. My lovely assistant is causing trouble in the background. Let's see. Okay, actually, I'm sorry. Vishnadi, I really try not to have Vishnadis. They don't make it skip. They give a -4. So they take away 4 points, which is a lot in that point thing. They don't skip it. I'm sorry. The reason it's skipping is something else. Let's see. My habit is to skip those when I see them. And so when I saw the skip, I just assumed I programmed it that way. But I did. I just put a lot of minus points in the options. You can change the options to skip. You know, they are pretty bad, but they're not as bad as a few other things that I programmed to skip. So what's causing it to skip? Let me see here. Actually, it might be. Might be able to get away with it. Hold on. Oh, let's see. The reason I think it's skipping is because of the fact that it's the it looks like it's the Gandanta of the Lagna. The first last part of Cancer and the first part of Leo are junction points that usually don't allow for good long-term effects. They tend to be transitionary points that for anything you want to have any lasting, meaningful existence, you tend to want to avoid. We can go up a few minutes, yes. Okay, we move up to the next Navamsha, and we get a Taurus Lagna, and that's a possibility, okay. Taurus Navamsha. Okay, we move up one Navamsha, we'll go to Taurus. So, yeah, because of that skip, because of the other thing, we're going to lose it. Now, you'll notice we only have one point, and the reason we do, because we've got that Vishnadi. What I always do after I find the Muhurta, I take a quick scan if there's any Vishnadis. If I see Vishnadi by the Tithi or the Nakshatra or the Vara, then I get worried. It is a Vishnadi. So, I'm going to click Navamsha up until the Vishnadi goes away. Okay? And finally, when we get to the Cancer Navamsha, it goes away. Okay? So now let's look at Cancer Navamsha.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between the Navamsha and the minute?
Oh, the minutes just moves up 1 minute at a time. The Navamshas moves you up approximately 13 minutes at a time. So now the Cancer Navamsha, we've got an exalted planet in the Cancer Navamsha, right? Exalted Jupiter. And the Lord of Cancer, the Moon, is in the sixth house in the Navamsha chart, but in the fifth house in the Rashi chart, and it's a Vargatama Moon. So this looks pretty good to me. I like Cancer Lagna. So let's go back, I like the Cancer Navamsha within Leo. Okay? So let's go back to the Muhurta. The Muhurta now is Vedanta, which means the creator. And it's also a good Muhurta. If it's a bad Muhurta, it'll say negative after. It'll go say NEG. We don't expect you to memorize which are the good ones and the bad ones, it'll say negative.
Is it 7:10 AM?
7:14. Okay. And the Nataka is Uttara Bhadrapada. Result is acquisition of wealth. Well, geez, if this one is present and I don't tell George Bush and he finds out I didn't give him the acquisition of wealth, nakshatra, I'm probably going to get fired. So I think for my own selfish reasons, I might have to tell him this one. So that sounds like a good nakshatra because, you know, everyone knows the goal of war is money. And the more money, the less need for war, right? So if we can straighten out the American economy with this war, well, that might make the next president be able to relax and not go shoot people. And again, this has to do with the results. You know, a lot of times the Nautica comes in later. So with any luck, the next president will become wealthy as a result of this. Okay, I'm just teasing. So acquisition of wealth. That's a good Nautica. We can live with that. And if we click Nautica up one, like what I like to do sometimes is click up one naughty and see what happens. So you click that naughty button up one and it'll go to increase of wealth, which is also a good naughty because that naughty could end in the middle of that Navamsha and it did. The naughty ends with the same Navamsha and a new naughty begins. And so part of that Navamsha could have a good naughty and part could have a bad naughty.
So there's going to be a bad Muhurta.
And now we went to a bad Muhurta, right. So you want to just move up a few minutes to see how big your window is. So let's go minutes down until the Muhurta turns good. At 7:18, the Muhurta turns good again. Yeah, click down on the minutes until the Muhurta turns to Vedanta again. Do you have a set for Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
8:17?
No, I'm on 8:18.
No, 7:18.
We're doing August 17th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
What was the minute again?
I'm 7:18. 7:18. At 7:18, we still get the good Muhurta, and we still get the good Nadika, which is... No, I went down minutes. I went down minutes to change the good Muhurta. Go ahead.
If you stayed with the Aries and just went up by minutes, would that, I forgot what it was called, but it starts with a V, Amitivi?
If the Gandanta, it might have changed. You can keep going up, but I tried it real quick and it didn't.
Okay, so you can...
You can go up minutes and see if it changes. You bet. So play with the time to find out when that bad window ends and the good one starts.
So it's not necessarily the entire...
Not always, nope. Always play with the window. So here, at 7:19, the Muhurta goes bad. So we want this Muhurta done by 7:18. But we want it done in Cancer Navamsha. So... Cancer Navamsha, we can find out when that starts by going down minute by minute or simply going Navamsha down. At 7:13, the Navamsha changed to Gemini. And we click Navamsha up and we'll see 7:14, the Navamsha turns to Cancer with the exalted Jupiter. Not to mention, you know, two other exalted planets and angles in the Navamsha. And the Nadi's good. So 7:14 to 7:18 is the best window in this particular Navamsha. So we would tell him to sign that declaration of war at 7:16 exactly. And then we've got a pretty good Muhurta. Okay? Now unfortunately, lots of times, the event you're going to do, you can't just sit there and watch the clock and write it down. Lots of times the event is dependent upon other people, which means you show up at 4, and they don't decide to let you in their office until 5, although they could have called you in at 4:01, you know? Like for a surgery, for instance, you know? You've got surgery, they tell you to get there at 6, and they're going to prep you. Well, the prep could take 15 minutes, it could take 50 minutes. They say, oh, it takes an hour, but then it takes an hour and 15 minutes. And so for most events, you can't depend on, all right, doctor, it's 7:14, stick the knife in me, you know? So that's why so a lot of stuff's not in your control. For this, it would have been completely in our control, and we would have said right here. Or if we'd been an astrologer in the old days, we could have told the surgeon, don't cut George Bush until 7:14, okay? Although many of you would say cut him a little later, at a different time, you know? But anyway, you would have that control, but for most things you don't. So we'll try to, you know, if you stop at the good lagna, meaning you get a good lagna, which is a roughly 2-hour period, and then you get, the panchanga good, the varatithi nakshatra yoga is good, then within that 2-hour period, there's not going to be any pure hell that can happen. There'll only be ups and downs within that 2-period, indicated by the Muhurta, indicated by the Nadika, and so on. But if your Nadika says, you know, loss of money, but you started it during a good Varatithi Nakshatra Yoga, the loss of money is going to be slight enough that it's not going to ruin your day or your life. Okay? There'll be a loss of money, but will be enough to worry about, to really care about for the rest of your life, to destroy your life? No, it won't be. So most things are out of our control, like I said, that exact minute. And lots of times, the good time, the best time, is only 4 or 5 minutes, maybe 10, 12 minutes long. And so it's a gamble if the event will actually happen at that time. And 90% of the time, it won't happen. You can't pinpoint it to that time. So make sure you do it during the good lagna, which is the 2-hour period. And make sure all the things we talked about before the lagna are good, then you're insured a good Muhurta, and after that, you're really just splitting hairs. You're just trying to make it better. You're trying to get more out of it. You're really squeezing the pulp. But if you've got, you know, those things good we talked about, the good lagna, good planets from the lagna, as we talked about, then you're insured success.
You can't
No.
What time the event begins, but you want to have the entire...
No, it's when the event begins. Okay, it's the moment of the beginning of the event that you care about. So if you start the event and 5 minutes later everything goes to hell, then who cares? You started it at the right time. It's when the event begins. Okay? It's like... Yeah, go ahead.
Remember you and I have been talking about this court thing. So uh-huh. I say when I finally end up in court on this pension matter, then we all have to, everybody shows up at 8:30. You don't know when your case is going to be heard. It might be in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you've got a window there the whole day, and everybody is there at 8:30.
Exactly. And everyone's going to have different results, right? Everybody's going to have a shitty day that day. But some people, the people they call first... Yeah.
But what about, you were giving me some parameters to say, okay, that large an overview...
Well, okay, well, let's say George Bush said, I have to start the war, but I don't know what time it'll start. I can pick the day, but not the time. Well, then the 17th, the whole day on the 17th is good, right? Sure, within that day, there's going to be a time when Mars is in the 8th house. And you would really want to avoid that if you in any way can. And within that day, Venus is going to be in the 6th house, and you're going to really want to avoid that. And there's going to be the Moon in the 8th house, which you really, really want to avoid. But, you know, so you want to avoid those, but you might end up getting stuck there. But at least you got a good Bharatiti Nakshatra Yoga. And like I said, nothing bad happens during, you know, nothing terrible that you'll regret the rest of your existence can happen during a bad Bharatiti Nakshatra Yoga. Okay? So, if you get stuck, like, you know, say you get stuck fighting someone or going to court with someone during a bad Bharatiti Nakshatra Yoga and you've got no choice in the matter, then make sure they step into the ring first. Because then they're going to get the brunt of the bad Bharatiti Nakshatra Yoga.
Well, what is stepping into the ring? Arriving at the courthouse or arriving and walking at the door?
I would get to the courthouse after, and I would sit there by the water faucet and drink water until he walked in the courtroom, then I'd follow him in.
Okay, so walking into the courtroom, they open up the
courtroom. I would do both, getting to the court, walking into the courtroom, opening my mouth. I would try to have him open his mouth first if at all possible. Or his lawyer, you know?
Yeah, if it's a VTN, then if it's a bad one, you want the opponent to...
You want the opponent to do as much initiating as possible so that he takes the brunt of that bad VTN.
Now, on the VTN, I think you had a list somewhere where VTN is obviously the strongest. Which one is the next strongest?
Okay, the most strongest is the Bharatiti Nakshatra, which considers all three. Then the second most strongest is the Vara Nakshatra. And then the Tithi Nakshatras are, you could say, equally strong. And the weakest are the Vara Tithi ones. But you're splitting hairs. Just make sure they're there.
Can I ask a question about
sure.
The green and red?
Uh-huh.
Like on the 27th, you've got to
the only way you can figure out, okay, what she's asking is, like oftentimes in the middle of the day, it'll turn green or turn red or yellow or something. And she wants to know, what time is it? Well, in the timeline on the bottom, you can only get the approximation. So if you look on Sunday the 27th, it looks like the nakshatra changes to red around the middle of the day. Okay? So to figure it out, when it changes, you just click on that day, click on the 27th. The nakshatra in the morning's green, right? Now click nakshatra up, and it jumps to 1354, which means at 1354, the nakshatra changed to bad. Okay? So play around with those buttons, and you'll be able to figure it out. So those buttons will always jump you to the beginning of the next, or to the end of the last segment of time.
Now, Ernst, also you were saying on the red, green, and yellow, for litigation, for example, green means the initiator wins, red means the opponent, defendant, wins.
Uh-huh.
And yellow can be a compromise.
Yeah. But again, that's, it's not going to be that black and white. Okay? You know, lots of times these books, they write things in black and white, and that's what they literally say. But it's not that black and white. It's just a really dramatic way for them saying, these are the good nakshatras, these are the bad nakshatras, and these are the so-so nakshatras. Okay? So if you're if you started under a good Vartithi nakshatra yoga, even if the nakshatra is bad for your opponent, it'll become good for you.
If some of these nakshatras are good in our own personal territory, but then they show red.
Because it's different. Tara is different than the nakshatra. The nakshatra has a quality of its own. Just like Aries has a quality of Aries, a certain nakshatra has its own quality. And some nakshatra's qualities favor the opponent, and some nakshatra's qualities favor, you know, the person, you know, the attacker, and some, you know, some support the defender. So, but if the attacker attacks when that nakshatra is taking part of a good Vartithi nakshatra yoga, that nakshatra is going to favor them. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, what's your question?
That example that you just told.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, sometimes what she's asking is on the 27th at 1354 when we jumped up one nakshatra, in the Vartithi nakshatra yogas box where it tells you the names of the yogas, it says Siddha accomplished slash Dagda burnt. But what it is sometimes a yoga or a combination of Vartithi, for example, will create both a good and bad yoga, which means it becomes a neutral yoga. Okay? That's all it means. Meaning it's good on one hand, but bad on the other. It'll give you some accomplishment, but it'll also burn you somehow. So it's just so-so, and it wouldn't be ideal. Okay, but on that same day, the Vara Nakshatra yoga is accomplished. It's also Amrita, and it's also Shubha. And the reason the same Vara Nakshatra Yoga, the same combination, can have three names, because different books might name it differently, because, you know, the way they mention it, it can end up having a few names. It's not like it's three times as good because it has three names. It's still the same good, okay?
Why would it turn red as opposed to yellow?
No, it hasn't turned red yet. It's still green. The red kicks in later, I think. Wait, let me check.
But the Mahersa said it's
1354. No, it stays green still because there's a neutral one and a good one which will keep it green. Later on in the day, about a couple hours later, it turns to Vinasha Annihilation Yoga, and then it turns red. Okay, because the yoga in the graph on the 27th turns red, meaning the Vartithi Nakshatra Yoga changes red about an hour and a half later than the Nakshatra changes red. Okay? Does that make sense? Does everyone understand what I'm saying? No?
Right. On the 27th of 1354, the Mahursa is a negative Mahursa at that time.
Okay, could be for many reasons, though. But if you keep going up, like go naughty up until the VTN yoga turns bad, it'll say Vinasa yoga. That's when it turns bad. And it's only an hour and a half later. And so it looks like the nakshatra and the VTN yoga turns red at the same time. But really, the VTN yoga changes red about an hour and some minutes later. It's a little bit to the right where it changes red.
So you just have to play it out the button.
Yeah, because each, you know, that's 3/8 of an inch or quarter inch on your screen.
Right.
You know, 24 hours of that little space is less than one pixel.
Right. It's depending on the size of the screen.
What are you looking at?
Well, excuse me, but the 27th has all those greens, and when you when you click on the 27th and it comes up to 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
But then it says skip. So I don't remember why, if you had everything green.
Okay, because there could be something in the chart that is telling you to skip.
Right.
Okay.
But so
what it is that the Lagna is in Gandanta. At that time. If you go up, you know, a nadi, it doesn't say skip anymore. Okay, and again, it gets, that bar on the bottom gives some points, but a lot of the points are generated, and this, a lot of the skips are generated from the chart itself. Like when Mars is in the 8th, it's going to say skip. When Venus is in the 6th, it's going to say skip. When the Moon's in the 8th, it'll say skip. Things like that. When certain problems are there, it'll say skip. Okay?
Yeah, it's getting clearer.
And those problems may be 6-hour problems, or they could be 5-minute problems. And as soon as those 5 minutes is over, the skip goes away.
Is a minus number better than a skip?
Yes.
Okay.
Skip is the worst.
Plus, but it's better than a skip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And generally speaking, if you want to use that guide, 4 or more is going to be a very good Muhurta usually. Okay. Now, if you want to do Muhurtas automatically and you don't want to think at all, then you use the Muhurta helper itself, which will automatically do the Muhurta. And I think most of you have probably figured that out. You just click on the Muhurta helper button, put in the date, put in the time, and click OK, and it will give you a list of possible dates. Okay? And again, the worst things happen in life when the skips are present. Okay? That's when the worst things happen. And the Muhurta helper will never show a date when there's a skip. It actually is default. It only shows dates when there's 4 or more points, and there'll never be a skip. If there's, and, you know, the worst things will happen. Your plane will only crash when there's a skip present. Now, it usually won't even crash when there's a skip because there could be some things to make up for it, but you know, if you're worried, you know, when people start doing Muhurta, lots of times they do it because they really want to avoid the drastic bad possibilities. And if that's the case, as long as you don't have a skip, you're going to be fine. Okay? You might be happy about several things, but you're not going to get yourself killed or something like that. You know, you're not going to have to sue for malpractice because you got crippled, you know, getting your dental work done. All right? Those bad things happen during the skips. And the bad things happen during a bad bar of Tithi Nakshatra Yoga, which will make it skip. Never do anything during a bad bar of Tithi Nakshatra Yoga. In fact, if that's all we taught on Muhurta, if we just said do it during a good bar of Tithi Nakshatra Yoga and don't do it, if it was that black and white and we only followed that one thing, life would go pretty good. Okay. Any questions before we sign off here? Or
Ernst, on that Nitya Yoga,
uh-huh.
Which line is it in the center, the first, second, middle?
It's in the middle where it says yoga.
Where it says yoga, that is the yoga.
Yep.
And Ernst, when you count the Tara, is it from the time to the person or the person to the time?
It's from the person to the time.
Okay.
The person's moon to the time's moon.
Uh-huh. On the newer version.
The 2005. Is that Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on this year's version. So yeah, you'll be getting that.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
I have a question, maybe kind of stupid question, but we started out with George Bush's chart, but we could have started out with anybody's chart.
Yep.
This is based on like now and going forward or whatever.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter whose chart we started,
right? Well, we would have come to a similar conclusion. The only big difference is the Tara would be different for different people.
Okay.
Most things in Muhurta are not based on the person's birth chart. The only thing that is the Tara, and then something called the Avashta, which is up above in that third part of the box. It says Avashta, and that's really not all that powerful. So that's why I didn't even mention it. But the Tara is powerful and worth paying attention to.
Okay. So you're saying that this, no matter whose chart you put up here, it would be essentially the same?
Yeah. There's not much difference.
I didn't know
Yeah, it's very little different.
The tar would be different.
The tar would be different, and not all the time. The karana stays the same. The only thing that changes is the tara and the avashta.
Where's the avashta?
Okay, on the table, on the bottom third is the first thing.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
The avashta means the condition. So this will be the condition under which something happens. So for instance, and it's noticeable, but it's not that powerful. So when Charles Lindbergh set off in his plane, his avashta was laughable. It's a bad avashta, laughable. Well, the truth is, everyone in aeronautics was laughing at him because he decided to do it on a completely different type of plane with a different engine size. I think he decided to do it on a single engine plane where everyone else was doing it on dual engine planes and certain things. And all the other, you know, pilots and aeronautic engineers were laughing at him. They even had a comical name for him. They had a nickname, you know, that had to do with him being a laughing stock. And so that was the condition under which he flew, was a laughing stock. But he won. So it's just a condition. It just flavors the event. But it does not really have much of a bearing on the outcome of the event. So that's why it's really not that important. It's just something to show some flavor that comes into it. Now, everyone will have a little bit of a different flavor when they start something. So you get 10 people and they all start the same thing at the same time. They're all going to experience that thing with a little bit of a different flavor, and it's the avashta that will show that. Okay? But it doesn't have a big focus on the result of the event.
One more. Nadika, do you take into consideration the nakshatra that is shown there? Does that have anything personal?
You can if you want to split hairs. If the nakshatra that's shown is a good nakshatra for the event, so much the better. But more important is the actual name, the actual result of the nautica.
Okay, so it's not personal again. It's for the
not event. Personal. Only the avashta and the tara is personal.
Ernest?
Uh-huh.
For selling real estate, would you look for real estate dividing property, or would you look under business finance selling?
Okay. For selling real estate, go under selling.
You would go under selling?
Yeah. The buying real estate has to do more with buying real estate that you want to have in your family forever and ever, okay, and will also help you make a profit. So when buying real estate for yourself, do that. When you're buying for business, like buying real estate to sell, you can just use business buying because then it's your business, right? You're buying and selling land as a business. The real estate, this means you want to keep this and own it and profit from it as an individual if you happen to sell, but you're trying to buy a place for you to be happy and healthy on. But if you're buying real estate for an investment or for business purposes, go under business buying. Doesn't matter what you're buying and selling, business buying and selling.
But if it's personal, you still go under for selling business and finance selling, right?
Yeah, if you're going to sell the house, yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
What again does karana mean?
Karana means means doer. What's that?
So what kind of an effect does it have? Which one there?
It shows the work that you have to do. So if you do the bad karana is the what's it called? It's called the. Do you remember what it's called? Oh, let me find it. I just skip in my brain here. Let's see. The bad karana is called vishti. Okay. Which means drudgery. So anything you start on a Vishti Karana becomes a drudgery.
Is that the only bad one?
Then there's a few other ones, and the other ones all take place right around the new moon, okay, when the moon is dark. And they're good for some esoteric things, but not good for practical things. But they don't necessarily aren't difficult, they're just not Karanas that are conducive to practical work. Whereas Vishti is the Karana that actually makes your practical work so damn difficult, you wish you weren't doing it. Okay?
Does this table show us whether the Varana is negative or not? Or?
It's a karana?
Yes.
Yeah, it's under tithi. The reason it's under tithi is because the karana is half of a tithi. So that's why it's in the tithi timeline. No, no, you have to know if it's a good or bad karana.
Is that in your Maharta book?
Everything's in the Maharta book. We talked about plus 30 times more stuff.
Okay.
Drive yourself crazy.
Art, so you, let me see if I get this right. You're saying that if you have a good VTN, like a Siddha accomplished yoga, and then you have like a nakshatra, that's a samahata struck down, that would take care of it. That would override.
You bet. It would totally compensate it.
Samadha?
Yep. Very good.
Do you change the BTM? Do you increase the vara?
Well, it could be the vara, the tithi, and the nakshatra that changes it. When I want to change the BTM, I usually just use the lagna up button and move the lagna up till I find the one I like. Good question. I've been meaning, I want to add a up var tithi nakshatra button. I will at some point because I always am reaching for it and I'm like, damn, I should have put that. And also actually even more importantly than that, what I want to add is a yoga button, a nitya yoga button, which oftentimes I find myself wanting. The VTN button I don't find myself wanting that much, but the yoga button I oftentimes find myself wanting to use for some reason. So eventually I'll add those when I remember it on an upgrade.
So what does the button doshas and neutralizations do?
Okay. That's a great question. Okay. You can all click on doshas and neutralizations. And in fact, let's go back to that chart we decided for George Bush, the 17th at with the Leo Lagna, with the Vamsha, it was like 7:15. So let's go to 7:15 on George Bush. Okay, once you find your Muhurta, the doshas and neutralization, there's certain doshas which are blemishes that are problematical for Muhurta. A lot of those are in the skips. There's some that are bad but not as bad. And a lot of these are things you won't just see by looking at the chart. They take special calculations. And you want to avoid as many of those doshas as you can.
Okay.
Then there are certain things that neutralize those doshas as well as others. And any of those doshas, any of those neutralizations that are in that chart will come up when you press that button. So if you press that button, we get the doshas. Okay? The first dosha is the lagna in seventh house should not be adversely affected. Well, there's a malefic in the lagna, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this chart, it's going to be a minor dosha because it's the lagna lord, right?
Oh.
So we don't really have to worry about it this time. Then the next dosha is kartari, which means scissors. That's when there's malefics in the second and 12th from the lagna. Well, in this case, there's Ketu in the second and Saturn in the 12th. But there's also benefics in there. When there's benefics in there as well, it breaks the scissors and it's not a problem, okay?
Okay.
So then there's Kruravidvaksha, which basically means evil portents, okay? There's a lot of these things that are possibly evil portents, okay? So if any of those evil portents are found, it'll show it there. If it doesn't show a skip, it's not an evil one you need to really worry about. It looks to me that, yeah, the 17th. At 7:15.
Yep. Are there other doshas that says do not translate?
That's probably something that I sent my translators, and somehow this got in here. I didn't delete it or something. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I just have to delete that. Then there's other doshas here that are, you know, if it's not a major dosha, it won't be there. God, there's a lot of these do not translates. Yeah, we made some changes to the file. I'll have to fix that. If you see the do not translate, you can ignore it, but I'll get that file straightened out. I usually do all this stuff in my head, so I make it, I change it, and then I make it, I check it, and then I do it in my head, when I do the charts, if I don't see it every week, and then we make a change somewhere else, and a stupid bug crawls into the bed with us. So that's what happened here. So conditions that neutralize a host of blemishes. The lower the Lagna in an angle or the 11th removes all blemishes. The Lagna or Moon in Vargasam removes all possible doshas. Okay? So we've got two of those blemish removers. And a lot of things I told you guys to look for in the chart, you know, Vargatama moon, Vargatama lagna, exalted planet in the lagna, the sun or moon in the 11th house, the, you know, the lagna lord in an angle or the 11th, the navamsha lagna lord in an angle or 11th, those are all these conditions that neutralize a host of blemishes. And so those are the things that you want to memorize to look for so that you can look for that good chart. But if you don't remember those, you can just change the lagna, look at the conditions that neutralize a host of blemishes until you get as many of those there as possible. Because that's basically what you're trying to get in the chart to make it a good chart.
Oh, good.
And then avoid, you know, Venus in the 6th, Mars in the 8th, Moon in the 8th, which are all part of the skips and which are all come up under these 21 maha doshas, which are the 21 big blemishes, okay?
Okay, this one here, all these doshas are neutralized because the Lord of the Lagna is in an angle of the 11th.
Yeah, and we got a good VTN yoga, right?
Right.
So we've got three dosha removers. The Lord of the Lagna is in an angle of the 11th, the Lagna or Moon's in Vargatama, and a good Varatithi Nakshatra yoga. 3, 4, 5 blemish removers is a lot, okay? If you've got 3 or more blemish removers, it's pretty much going to ensure success. Okay? You have to have a lot of doshas. You know, you have to have 6, 7 doshas to ruin 2 dosha removers. Okay? So, you know, these dosha removers go a long way. They really write romantically or poetically about them in the books. They'll say, you know, this will destroy 1,000 blemishes the same way Lord Rama kicked all the demons' butts and things like that. In better language than that, though. So they really put emphasis how these things can really help. And, you know, Raman says the same thing, that making a good muhurta largely revolves around finding a chart that there's blemish removers. Because you're always going to have blemishes. They'll always be there. But if you can get blemish removers there, you're going to be doing fine. Okay? Oh, those are some things that might find that are special for that event. So for like marriage, I mentioned, you don't want any planets in the 7th house. So if you click on there and there's a planet in the 7th house, it'll say, hey, there's a planet in the 7th house, it shouldn't be here. Or if there's something that's especially good for in a particular event, it'll also come up there and say, hey, this is especially a good thing. So there's general considerations which apply to all events, which is what we really covered today mostly. And then there's special considerations that for certain events, there's certain special things to look for.
My computer says parameter is incorrect.
Because you've got that patch, right?
That's what mine says too.
Yeah, because that patch had that bug on it that we changed the whole software to work with multiple languages that have different characters. And so that patch had a couple problems we hadn't found yet. But I'll be getting that fixed in about a week, and there'll be a new patch up, okay?
Okay, great. So Mark, what a great day for a class. Jupiter and K2. Almost exact.
Really, Jupiter and K2, good.
They're like within 20 seconds.
Yeah, they're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
Cool. If there's no other questions, we'll sign off.
You didn't mention anything about fatal degrees and Vargas. Is there any significance
to that? Mostly you can look out for fatal degrees in the Rashi chart. I wouldn't be too worried about them in the Varga charts for Muhurta purposes. But generally speaking, you want to keep the important planets, which are the Moon, the Lagna Lord, and the Lagna, out of fatal degrees. Okay? And the Karaka for the event, out of fatal degree. And that's about it. It's not the Muhurta books don't mention fatal degrees, but I found it to be significant. And everything you know about birth chart, apply to your Muhurta chart.
Which one do you keep out of fatal degree?
The Moon, the Lagna, and the Lagna Lord. That means it's in fatal degree in the 45th Varga. Okay, so you guys may want to review the MP3 when I get it up in a day or two, because I know we covered a lot of material in a quick time.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, good night.
Good night, thank you.
You bet. Oh, I'm not done with my class? Oops, hold on.